Cargill Kenya Limited, the largest buyer at the Mombasa auction, announced it would cease trading tea after 40 years. The company purchases approximately 60,000 metric tons annually, which gives it a 15 to 20% market share at the weekly auction. The annual trade value ranges from 180 to 210 million. Sales have declined in the past year following the sale of Unilever's tea properties to Lipton Teas and Infusions. The company also manages six Mombasa warehouses with a combined capacity of 20,000 metric tons. Cargill has extensive trade contracts for wheat, maize, barley, and soybeans grown in East Africa. An internal Cargill memo reported by Food Business Africa disclosed that the tea business lacks clear synergies with Cargill's other agriculture and trading divisions, prompting the decision to divest. Tea operations were initially developed to support Unilever's tea holdings. However, according to the memo, the business is no longer a strategic fit following Unilever's sale. The Mombasa operation employs 40 workers. Cargill chairman and CEO Brian Sykes, who joined the Minnesota-based company's board last January, has consolidated the company's operational units globally in response to declining commodity prices. He announced, quote, "Our recent performance and emerging market trends underscore the urgent need for change," end quote. Cargill is the largest privately held company in the U.S. with an annual turnover of $160 billion for the fiscal year ending May 2024, a decrease from the previous year's $177 billion. Cargill Kenya is the company's oldest footprint in the African continent. The tea trading operation was founded in 1948 by the Raleigh brothers, who initially traded cotton. Cargill acquired Raleigh in 1984, and the tea operations were integrated into the company's agricultural supply chain enterprise in the Europe, Middle East, and African region. According to Agris News, Cargill's clients include Venries, Mitchell Kotz, and KTTA Chai Trading, all of which have transitioned to other service providers. There are 82 trading companies active in the Mombasa tea auction. Business Insight. The East Lee Voice writes, quote, "Cargill's exit is expected to create downward pressure on tea prices, potentially reducing farmers' income at a time when they were hoping for improvement through ongoing sector reforms," end quote. Pakistan's newly imposed minimum retail price for tea imports and locally grown tea is taxing the patience of importers and tea sellers. Black tea imports dropped 24% in November to 38 million, down 1.78 billion rupees, as an estimated one quarter of tea imports shifted to illegal channels, according to Pakistan Tea Association Chairman Mohammed Altaf. The 1,200 rupee per kilo retail minimum set by Pakistan's Federal Board of Revenue, FBR, for black tea has raised concerns about increased cost and depressed demand. FBR initiated the minimum to enhance government revenue during a fiscal crisis. Importers protest that the tax should apply to the actual import value of processed tea, mainly landed in bulk for blending and packaging. Instead, FBR levies a standardized 18% sales tax based on a retail market price determined by the government, resulting in a sales tax of 216 rupees per kilo. If the actual retail price exceeds the MRP of 1,200 rupees per kilo, the sales tax is calculated on the higher price. According to FBR, this policy ensures that the tax reflects the true market value of the product. The association officials said the fixed MRP will increase packaged tea prices by 150 to 300 rupees per kilo, burdening consumers and encouraging the smuggling of lower quality tea from Afghanistan. Altaf told Pakistan Today that the standardized MSR oversimplifies the complexities of the tea trade and will lead to significant revenue loss by the end of the fiscal year. The Sales Tax Act of 1990 does not explicitly classify tea as raw material. instead tea is grouped with mate under the provisions of the Customs Act of 1969. Applying the tax to the declared import value will lower tax revenue. Pakistan imported 161,823 metric tons of tea during the first 7 months of the current fiscal year, January through July. The tea, mainly supplied by Kenya, was valued at $391 million, an increase of 7.6% compared to the same period last year. Kenya exports 83% of Pakistan's imported tea, with Rwanda at 4.5% and Uganda at 4% accounting for the remainder. The True Price Foundation has published an insightful 28-page report on food pricing in retail and food service. The report is relevant to cafes, canteens, restaurants, supermarkets, and tea shops. The foundation is a nonprofit organization headquartered in the Netherlands dedicated to fully understanding the hidden social and environmental impacts of products not included in prices. Quote, in the context of food, true pricing aims to ensure affordable and healthy food is accessible to all people, writes the report. The report, free to download at TruePriceFoundation.org, responds to a growing momentum for true pricing in food retail and food service. Quote, true pricing is increasingly becoming a tendering distinguisher in public procurement for catering and supermarkets, end quote, according to the report, which describes a true pricing pilot underway at German retailer Penny. Transparency is the heart of the foundation's work. Quote, at its core, true pricing is about comprehensive transparency on products, how they are made, and what additional costs might be associated with the transition to a food system that respects the rights of people and ecological boundaries, end quote. According to the report, what you can achieve with true pricing depends on the traceability level of your assortment. The report identifies several business advantages of true pricing, including greater engagement with consumers, trust in supply chains that help prevent price shocks, differentiation from competitors, and data generation to meet forthcoming compliance requirements for sustainability established by EU regulators. The report encourages retailers to discover hidden costs and then close the gap between market price and true price, noting that the most significant impacts of food often occur within the product value chain, especially on farms. The foundation has developed a true price method to quantify hidden costs. Quote, the degree of detail of a true price scan increases when a business and its suppliers collect more data, allowing you to make more informed decisions about products or suppliers. Data collection and refinement of the true price scan is an ongoing process. Business Insight. The report advises producers to first align their company with sustainability practices and for retailers to incentivize consumers, and then with the help of sommeliers, baristas, and waitstaff, communicate in the consumer's own language. Retailers benefit, for example, by identifying environmental costs that amount to 18% of the purchase price backed by an audit of the supply chain using the true price methodology.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.